This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
If you're a cat lover, you're not going to like the next bit, but I just need to get out there and chat about this. My brother's girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Is slightly obsessed with her cats. They've got two cats now.
Okay.
And they are really sweet things, right? She loves them like her babies, almost. She doesn't call them her babies, because girls that do that are weird.
Yeah.
Because they're not your babies, they're your cats, they're pets. But I was chatting to her the other day, and she was telling me, she doesn't actually buy it herself, but she was saying that, you know, the posher food that you can get in supermarkets? So you get, like, your normal, and then you have, like, one that's a bit more expensive.
Yeah.
And, like, Taste the Difference or something like that, or Finest. You know those
normally
ones?
Normally packaged in silver, or with stars on
it. It always looks nicer, and it's a bit more expensive.
Yeah.
You know that stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You can now get that for cats.
Hey?
I think you can get Finest cat food.
I don't believe that.
I think you can. She was telling me this, and I was like, no, you can't. Do people actually buy that?
Well, obviously. Cats won't know the difference.
How do they know the difference?
Exactly.
As long as it's food. That's the only reason they come into you anyway. Because, as we know, we've discussed this at great length in the show, like, cats only want food. Some people think their cats actually like them. Idiots. But they do actually just, they want food. And if you weren't, I mean, it's all very nice that they paw you and go, meow, and stuff. But actually, if you weren't delivering the tea every night, they'd be off, like a shot.
Yeah.
And that's just the way you...
Nice insight into how a cat works.
Yeah, just, you know, you've got to face up to it, haven't you? But can a cat really tell between a tin of tuna chunks and a bit of jelly...
How are you going to find this out?
...and a bed of marinated rabbit minted couscous
finest? Is that one of the dishes?
I don't know. Hi, Sam, where are you?
I'm just in Cheshire at the moment.
Okay, how can I help?
I just phoned up to tell you that they actually do apple oatmeal crumble cat food.
Apple what? Crumble for cats?
Yes.
Like a pudding?
No, they don't.
Yeah, it's oatmeal crumble. It's like the gourmet range, and they sell it at supermarkets.
Also, there's loads of people on the text going, I buy the Finest cat food or the Taste the Difference cat food for my cat. It won't touch anything else. What a load of rubbish. Of course it will. It'll get what it's given.
Yeah,
if you leave it for long enough, it'll eat something.
Exactly.
George, you're our cat expert here at Radio 1.
Yes, I am.
Right, what's all this about?
You can get really posh stuff, can't you? And then there's some weird people who poach chicken breasts every day for their cat in white wine and stuff like that. I don't know, Cassius... Big fat Cassius has been on obesity food for the last 6 months.
Do you buy apple crumble for your cat?
No, but if I did, I'd eat it myself.
Oh my god, are you part of the Make Britain Obese campaign or something? What's that?
No, I'm trying to make Britain less obese.
By giving all the food to the cat.
He's just a little bit. It's his glands.
Right, yeah, whatever.
He's big boned.
Yeah, whatever.
Right. It's like when you get dog food with peas in it and pasta and stuff. That's a bit weird.
What's the point of that?
What?
You ate dog food on your show.
Yeah, well, I didn't eat Taste the Difference dog food.
Maybe we should see if you could tell the difference between normal cat food and Taste the Difference cat food.
I could do a taste test.
I could bring Cassius in and we could blindfold him.
Well, how are we going to know whether it tastes any difference or not?
Because he'll tell you in a French accent.
Oh, God.
Obviously.
Jeez.
So it'd take a long time to try and blindfold a cat, wouldn't it?
I'd like to see you try.
So, Sam, you're telling me you can get apple crumble for cats now?
Yep, you can get apple crumble. You can get lots of funky stuff. Tastes like normal apple crumble as well. I have tried it.
Oh, you tried it?
Yeah.
That's nice. That's really nice.
So, let's do a taste test on you. That's brilliant.
What's going to happen next? They're like, cats go into the Ivy restaurant or something.
Yes.
Stupid. Oh, I'll have the creme brulee, please. Meow.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Me and my big mouth. So now someone has been dispatched to a shop to go and get some normal cat food and some of the posher stuff from their gourmet range, and I'm going to be doing a taste test by the looks of it quite soon.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Right, let me just see what the time is. 6:19. I'm wearing a blindfold now.
Do you want me to explain the setup here?
Okay.
One of the ones that doesn't speak has got a camera to video this. You are wearing her scarf. It's her best scarf, and she doesn't like fish, so be very careful with it.
Right.
And one of the other ones that doesn't speak is holding a couple of cups of water for you.
Oh.
And I have a plate in front of me which has six dishes on it.
Why are there six?
Well, listen. Because one half is fish and one half is meat. So, I have regular cat food with fish in it, tuna in it, gourmet cat tuna, and regular human tuna on this one side.
I don't know why I said this. I really wish I'd opened my stupid mouth.
On the other side of the plate is regular meaty cat food, gourmet meaty cat food, and pate.
Right.
Okay?
This is after I said earlier that like, cats surely can't tell the difference between gourmet cat food, which you can now buy, which is stupid, and normal cat food, because at the end of the day, it's a cat and it's food.
So we'll do the fishy ones first. I'm going to feed you a spoonful of each one, and you have to tell me whether it's regular cat food, gourmet cat food, or normal human tuna.
Brilliant.
Okay?
Okay.
Yes, and I've got a
Do you think I'll be able to taste the difference?
I think you will. I've got a teeny, teeny, weeny spoon.
Oh, so you won't it's have to making
put,
me rich.
You won't have to put much in your mouth. Right, open wide. That's it, first bit. No, put it in. There you go. We're on the fishy side at the moment.
That's quite nice.
What do you think that is?
I think that's the gourmet.
Okay, you think that's the gourmet cat food tuna?
No, is it just the normal... Normal food. Human food.
Well, we'll see at the end of the three, because it's pointless me telling you, right?
Okay, I'm going to say that's human food.
Okay, second. Ready?
Okay, go.
Open wide. What do you think that is?
Oh, God!
What do you think that is?
Normal cat food.
Normal cat food, okay. And your third one. Do you want some water or are you all right?
I'd like some water.
All right.
Thank you.
Here's a little sip.
Oh, hi, ladies.
You're not going out tonight, are you?
I was going to.
You might need a shower. Ready?
I might need some mouthwash. Oh, God.
Here we go.
I'm really scared.
It's all right. It's fine. Everyone.
I can smell it.
It's just tuna.
Actually.
There you go. It's a little bit more.
That's quite nice. That is nice. Oh, that's good. That's real nice. I think that's the gourmet.
Right.
That's the gourmet cat food.
So you think one was normal tuna,
yep.
Two was regular cat food, and three was gourmet cat food tuna?
Yeah.
You got all three right!
Yeah!
See? But the one you like most was the gourmet cat food tuna.
Oh, no.
Do you want to do the other one now, or would you like a little break?
I don't know. What should we do? We'll have a little break, I think. I'm going to play Dizzy Rascal.
More gourmet cat food
tuna
for you,
sir? Can I, please? Can I have some more?
There you go. There's
That's
a
really nice.
All right. You weirdo.
It's 6:25 on Radio 1. Earlier I said that having gourmet cat food available in shops is quite clearly ridiculous because cats can't tell the difference. I'm beginning to backtrack on that comment because
you
that,
really like the gourmet
that
tuna.
That gourmet
didn't
tuna
you?
Is fantastic. Anna says I need to try something different for dinner. I might pick some up on the way home. Seriously, Anna, do it.
Yeah.
Someone else is having a dinner party soon and is thinking of serving up as a kind of vol-au-vent thing. Definitely, do it. Claire in Lincoln...
Food vol-au-vent.
Claire in Lincoln thinks it's totally pointless, this, because I'm not a cat. And just because I can tell the difference doesn't mean that a cat can.
Well...
whatever. You haven't weed on that like Swedish people do.
No, I haven't weed on it. No, okay. I haven't done anything. Just pull that blindfold down a bit more.
I'm not looking forward to the meat at all.
This is a meaty one, right? Again,
so there's one normal human food, one gourmet meat food, and one normal cat food. Okay.
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 These are the meaty ones.
Oh, gross.
What? It's all fine.
I'm really sorry, by the way, if you're eating your tea at the moment, and I'm also sorry to people who are actually being sick. There is quite a few of them on the text.
Again, it is a very small spoon, all right? So don't you worry.
Oh, I can smell it! Gross!
Well, just open your mouth and I'll pop it.
Oh, I'm going to close my nose. I can close my nose.
You can close your nose, excellent. If you get your hand...
In my own time, please.
All right, okay.
Thank you.
Well, it's a bit difficult to get to your mouth with your hand in the way.
No. Oh, it smells just...
You haven't got it yet. Open. What do you think?
I think gourmet.
You're thinking gourmet cat food, aren't
you? Yeah.
I look at that and I'm not sure it's cooked, Benny.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, that's good.
Don't worry about it. Right, number two.
I think that's
you're
gourmet.
You're thinking that's gourmet, aren't
you? Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
This means it's going to be horrible.
All right, no. Ready? There you go.
Gross. Definitely the normal cat food.
Right. Okay, and here's your last one.
Oh. Okay, well...
Open wide.
If I'm right, then that's fine. I'm going to take a big old mouthful of it.
Are you? All right, okay.
No, that's definitely the normal cat food.
Right.
Oh.
So you think...
I'm really confused now. The last two were minging.
Okay.
Right, so what's what?
The last one you had was the gourmet cat food.
Oh. That was horrible.
Right. The second one you had, that I've never seen, in all the time I've given you weird things to eat, I've never seen you spit it out, was actually just normal pate. And the one you really liked...
Oh, it's just the texture of it.
The one you really liked was just that normal common and garden chicken and duck cat food. That's just...
Can I have some more of that?
Yeah. You are seriously wrong.
That's quite nice. Actually, it's not. It's got a horrible aftertaste. Oh, God. Right, can I have some water?